is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to John Mott Smith, who's the chief of the election division in the office of the Secretary of State of California. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Well, thank you.
We're going to talk about two different issues, both having to do, though, with the Help America Vote Act of 2002. Could you just orient our listeners briefly in terms of what California's rights and responsibilities are under this reform legislation that was passed in the wake of what happened in Florida in 2000?
Well, I suppose the rights are that for the first time ever, the federal government is providing funding for requirements, and the responsibilities are that the funding came with a long list of requirements.
Okay. And then we want to talk about, first, this audit hearing that just took place. Under whose auspices was that that hearing held?
The Joint Legislative Audit Committee.
Okay, of the California State Legislature.
Uh-huh.
So it has members from the Assembly and from the Senate on it.
Correct.
And what was their charge? What did they? What were they looking into?
Their charge was to examine whether the money that was spent on HAVA-related activities was appropriately spent.
Okay, and when did this hearing take place and where?
There have been two, and I don't recall the date of the first one, but the other was last Tuesday in the state capitol.
That'll be the 22nd of February.
Correct.
George Washington's real birthday. Were you there? Did you testify?
Yes, I did.
And what was the gist of what you said to the committee?
Well, I was third in line in terms of testimony, and prior to my testimony, the state auditor presented a 60-day report on the progress to date in terms of meeting some of the items she had identified in her initial audit.
What's the name of the state auditor?
Elaine Howell.
Okay. Is that an elected or appointed office?
It's an appointed office.
Okay, by the governor.
I'm not sure who appoints the
okay.
state auditor.
Okay, and what was the gist of her 60-day report?
Basically, that it appears that the office is headed in the right direction in all of its responses to the findings of her audit.
Oh, okay. And were there any particularly favorable or unfavorable comments from the members of the panel to you or the other people who testified from your office?
Well, I don't know if I'd want to characterize another person's comments. You'd probably have to ask them. From my point of view, their job is to look at the different investigations or audits that are commissioned and to satisfy themselves that if there is a problem and if there was a problem, is it being taken care of? And it seemed to me that all their questions were headed in that direction.
Okay. If I recall correctly, the impetus for a lot of this came from charges, I guess, mostly in the media that some money that was that came from HAVA was spent for what were more or less personal political purposes by the Secretary of State. Were those issues addressed at this hearing?
Yeah, there were a lot of different issues addressed, and that was sort of one of the items that the committee was interested in.
Was there evidence brought forth by your office that that money hadn't in fact been spent, or that it had been spent and that the purposes were legitimate under HAVA?
There, to my knowledge, hasn't been any evidence brought forth, at least in my testimony or in the state auditor's testimony, that is conclusory. There are some issues that the audit identified as being problematic,
right,
and that the media identified as being problematic. But I'm not sure that anybody has yet concluded exactly why those things happened or what exactly happened. So I think there's a general feeling that there may have been inappropriate activities, and they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And people may have drawn their own conclusions by now, but I don't know that there's a final verdict on the subject.
Well, you, speaking of a verdict, is the responsibility of this committee to obviously it's not a grand jury. Was there a conclusion in terms of a follow-up of what the audit committee is going to do in the future? Is it finished its business? Did it give instructions to the auditor to do anything more?
There were some members on the committee who were interested in continuing their hearings and interviewing more witnesses.
Right.
And there were others on the committee who were interested in putting the whole thing to bed and letting the other agencies that are investigatory agencies conclude their investigations. So I believe their decision was that the chair and the vice chair would meet and try and determine what direction they would go.
And that direction could range from terminating the hearings to continuing them, I suppose.
Correct.
And was there any timetable given for when that decision would be made?
Not that I remember them saying. They just were going to put their heads together and talk about it.
Okay. Were any additional requirements put on the Office of Secretary of State to report to anyone about anything in addition to what had already been testified about?
Not in a substantive sense. There were a couple of requests for other documents and things like that, but I think in the sense you're asking the question, I'd say no.
Okay. Kevin Shelley didn't testify at this hearing, is that right?
He did not.
And his last day, this is his last day in office, I guess, isn't it?
I'm not sure exactly what his last day is, but I know that it is early in March.
Is there anything that you can say about how the transition is being handled in your division or in the rest of the Secretary of State's office in terms of the continuity of activities?
Well, as of right now, there is a sitting Secretary of State, and we don't know who the next one will be, though one has been nominated.
Right.
So in our office, we are going through the mechanics of preparing for whomever will be the next Secretary of State, and that's very sort of mundane, you know, change the stationery envelopes and those kinds of things level, but we have not yet engaged with a transition team because there's not yet a confirmed Secretary of State.
Okay. Do you have a list of important decisions that your division is facing that the next Secretary of State will need to address either in the medium term or right away?
Well, I don't have it yet, but if I did, I'd share it with him first.
Okay. So much for the Audit Committee.